This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. We'll give you the numbers and the Skype username in moments. And things are going to be a little bit different here tonight. In the studio, Ian here with you, but two special guest co-hosts this evening, coming in all the way over from Manchester, New Hampshire. One of whom our longtime listeners will be very familiar with, JJ.
Thank you. Good to be on the show.
Welcome back, JJ. Now, are you going by JJ Epic or JJ?
Well, I'm, yes. Yeah, so the whole reason I selected Epic back in the day, long story short, is that I wanted to keep my family out of it. My dad and I have the same name. And so if I was to be in the press, blah, 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 it'd be his name bandied about as well as mine, right?
You're a junior. I'm a junior.
Okay, yes.
Gotcha.
So the second J is junior.
Right.
And so that's why, partially why I did it. And I'm also Epic, so I figured that was cool. But now, yeah, I'll be going with JJ Epic in like quotations, like an alias, and then Schlesinger.
Okay.
So Schlesinger's, yeah, I'll be going back to that.
All right, excellent. So JJ Schlesinger is with us here tonight, former regular co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's been out in the Manchester area now for 2 years, 3 years?
Four almost?
Has it been that long?
It's been a long time.
There's no way it's been 4 years.
Yes, since the last campaign.
Really?
Yeah, since the last. Remember when Ron Paul was running, I was in Manchester.
You went out there? Huh, I'll be damned.
And I did a Gary Johnson zombie video. Remember that?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's
so that
must have been when you just moved out there.
Yep.
Yeah. So also joining us here tonight, Randy Clemens is with us, the Sriracha guy.
That's what I've been called, yeah.
Is that what you prefer to go by, or is that like something you want to leave behind?
Randy's good. Okay. I mean, you can call me Sriracha guy. I answer to it. That's fine. I don't take any offense, but Randy's good.
You are someone who kind of made the name Sriracha guy in some level of media attention, right? You wrote the book about how to cook with Sriracha, two books.
Yes, I wrote the Sriracha cookbook and the Veggie Lover's Sriracha cookbook. I've definitely been called, the Boston Globe called me the Sriracha King, which was pretty cool.
That's even better than the Sriracha guy.
Yeah, but it seemed, when I got here to New Hampshire, when I moved for the Free State Project, it seemed like that was just the name I sort of adopted. Everyone would kind of look at me like, oh, Sriracha guy. And so, it's happily stuck. I don't mind one bit.
And truth be told, there are numerous bottles of Sriracha around his living quarters.
It's real. Like, it's not some sort of fake thing that he's putting on people.
No.
He really is.
I walk the walk, yes.
Yeah. And he even has recipes. Obviously, if you go to his website, he's got recipes. But there was an interesting one he recently put out, which was the cookies.
Sriracha cookies?
Yeah, I made some Sriracha peanut butter cannabis cookies and put those up online. And I'm trying to sort of, you know, explore that platform.
The cannabis platform?
Well, yes, but, you know, the Sriracha platform. I realize there's a great deal of people who love Sriracha that are probably also college students, stoners, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really kind of trying to make a voice, even with my own small platforms here, of why it matters, why marijuana legalization matters, and why it's important for us to have these rights. And so even if I can reach people through food, because that's sort of how I became more and more aware of individual liberties, was through food. When I heard that I couldn't drink raw milk from a cow, or, you know, or when I couldn't get foods in their natural states, almonds that hadn't been pasteurized, things like that, it made me start questioning, how free actually am I?
That's what brought you into the Liberty Movement, was the restrictions on food stuff?
I wouldn't say that specifically. It definitely played a big part in it. It got me asking a lot more questions. Mm-hmm. I was sort of introduced the idea of libertarianism when I was 13. We were supposed to do a class report on a political party, and every single student in that class did something on Democratic or the Republican Party. I had actually, I aged myself a little. I actually went through the phone book and got all the political parties and called them all and had them all send me information to read. And, like, I mean, the American Nazi Party, their number was discontinued or disconnected, but, like, I called. You know, I was trying to really to get the most full picture I could of what everyone stood for. And the Libertarian Party really just made the most amount of sense to me. And so I kind of got involved that way. Harry Brown was running for president then and really, really liked his platform. And
You're a Harry Brown libertarian like I am then.
Yeah, yeah. I was a big fan.
He definitely brought me into this back in. For me, it was the year 2000 was his campaign at that time. I was around 18 at that time. Was it his year 2000 campaign that roped you in?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I was 16 okay. At the time, so... Yeah, very interested.
So you discovered the ideas, but it didn't really start to stick with you until you found out the restrictions on food?
Well, I think that's just what sort of opened it up a little more and made it more personal for me really wanting to have an understanding of why these restrictions were in place and who on earth gave them, you know, the rights or the perceived rights to tell me I couldn't even do these things or... not even make up my own mind about them, but to completely sweep them under the rug and to give me no choice to make up my own mind. That, to me, was what became the most infuriating. And then to see years later there was a co-op in Los Angeles called Rossum that was pretty famously raided by some federal agents, and the Colbert
yes, I remember that one.
Picked it up. Yeah, they were selling
Rossum
milk.
Foods, right?
Yeah, and so that's where I went. It was an awesome place. They had raw cow's milk, goat's milk, and camel milk. They had all sorts of neat stuff, but you could get...
And it was like an armed federal goon squad kind of raid.
Absolutely, absolutely. Total mess, and it was just people who were operating a members-only club.
Yep.
Everybody had signed a waiver, you know, saying they knew exactly what they were buying and that they were making this choice consciously, not just to defy law, but to actually better provide for themselves. Armed guards came in and, raided all kinds of stuff. The video of it, you can just hear, I believe it was the Colbert Report, and they're just, you can hear laughter in the crowd. It's not very funny, but the overreaction of the government is what can you do but laugh?
Meaning the laughter was coming from the audience in the Colbert Report.
Yes, okay. Yes.
It wasn't people standing there laughing as they were getting raided.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so one bit. I can't imagine that's a pleasant experience.
What happened with Rossum Foods? Did you ever follow up on that? Because I feel like I saw some kind of headline about, you know, down the line, the court case or whatever it is that came out of that. Do you happen to know just offhand?
I don't, sadly.
Did they shut down? Did the store close?
Oh, yes. This was probably 2010, if I remember right. But they did close. They'd been there for some time. I wish I remembered exact details, but... you know, they managed to keep the pirates at bay for long enough, but they finally did get in, and I know the business shut down. There were some allegations of mislabeling of products, and that, you know, that was some of the, I don't know if it was true or not, or just slanderous, but some of the products they were saying they got were actually just repackaged Costco eggs, and so, you know, I don't know how much of that was propaganda to add to it, but it was a definitely a sad thing, and again, it got me questioning why. You know, what's the big drive here to shut these networks down?
So that raid specifically was one of the first kind of real flashpoints for you, would you say?
Sure. Yeah, I think that was a big one. That, because raw milk, I worked on a dairy farm after culinary school and really got to try raw milk and see how good it made me personally feel and how much more I just enjoyed the taste.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing that almonds, I mean, I wanted to find out why you couldn't buy raw almonds. They have to be pasteurized, and they can either be steam pasteurized or put in some kind of chemical bath, but they can still be labeled as raw. And I wanted to know why this was, and it turned out that it was actually this spineless industry group, the Almond Board of California, that there was a huge Salmonella or E. coli breakout years ago, and it contaminated like 2 million pounds of almonds that they had to, or potentially contaminated, that they had to recall. And so they actually worked with government to create this new law that required this pasteurization of almonds. But you could still label them as raw because it just heats the outside. It doesn't actually heat the inside of them. But all this crap that needs to circle around this, and now you have to question, well, do I actually want to buy almonds that are grown in my backyard when I lived in California? You know, do I want to buy almonds from California, or do I want to have them imported from Spain or Turkey or somewhere like that, mm-hmm. where they don't have these draconian restrictions? And, you know, luckily there was...
So only the Californian almonds needed to be pasteurized?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, and this is literally because someone didn't wash their hands, you know, I mean, that's...
Right, it makes sense.
So, you know, it becomes this added step, and that what that ultimately does is it puts a burden on smaller producers.
Sure, of course.
And so,
put them out of business.
Yeah, they aren't able to buy this equipment or have their, you know, nuts shipped to someone else to have this taken care of. It just, all it does is add cost. It doesn't really actually add consumer protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so instances like that absolutely just began to infuriate me more and more and got me to ask the question again of why is this actually protecting me? And I don't think it is.
We're going to continue here. The toll-free numbers are, as always, open. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, that's the number. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. The Sriracha guy, Randy Clemens, is here with us, kind of talking about his path to freedom. And former co-host JJ co-hosting with me, Ian. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. JJ and Randy joining me, Ian, tonight here. They're over from Manchester, joining me here in the Keene studios. They're actually launching a new website, or have launched a new website, called fspmovers.com. I definitely want to talk more about that. Because they're doing some cool media stuff over there. But FSP being short for Free State Project, which is the reason why the three of us are here together and that we even know each other in the first place.
That's right.
So we'll talk more about that. Also, want to let you know about how to protect yourself online. If you're getting online and you're not taking steps to protect yourself well, then you might as well just be an open book, because you can't expect anyone else to do it for you. You've got to take steps, and one of those steps is ProXPN. It is a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN is working hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. And if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It'll be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Go to ProXPN.com right now and use code FTL50, to take back the privacy that is your right. So, JJ, you are back on the air here. It's always great to have you behind a mic.
Awesome.
On Free Talk Live. You and I have a long history going back. You
That's right.
Started your activism career here in Keene, New Hampshire, as an early mover for the Free State Project back in 2008?
2007, December 3rd, actually.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. You started blogging in 2008 for Free Keene. And you actually, just for our listeners that don't know this, you were the creator of the Free State Project's new Edward Snowden video.
That's right.
Looks fantastic.
Thank you.
As you promised that it would, and that video is up right now. People can see it over at freekeen.com. But let's talk more about Randy Clemens, because honestly, I don't know him very much. We've had a few interactions at a couple of different events here and there, interacting briefly at parties and things like that. But Randy, you moved here, what, about a year? Not quite a year ago?
April 1st, 2015.
So about 9 months, coming up on 9 months.
Coming up on 11.
11 months, yeah, actually. And you're about to celebrate your first year here in New Hampshire. You moved out from California, the Los Angeles area?
Right, correct.
Were you born and raised in that?
Born and raised. I lived in San Diego for 2 years, and I did a winter in New Jersey, but other than that, all Los Angeles.
So you must be crazy to move from California to a cold place like this, right? People must be shocked by this decision of yours.
I've been called crazy for many other things before, so
this is nothing new.
It's been lost. The term has been lost on me at this point, but it basically came down to no longer finding a motivation and an inspiration in Los Angeles, and feeling as though my thoughts, my ideas about individual responsibility and community just weren't quite being echoed. And so I was looking for a better quality of life. I made a list, sort of independent of geography, of things I was looking for in a place where I would want to live. And at the end of making this list, I just kind of had this flicker of remembrance that I'd read something about the Free State Project before, not remembering its name at all, but looking online, I just found all the information and started looking then in New Hampshire, starting from there, and couldn't believe how much Manchester just kind of lined up with what I was looking for, as far as just much lower cost of living, much more access to nature and seasons. I mean, yes, it's a little cold. This has been a pretty mild winter, is my understanding. Everyone keeps yelling at me that I have no idea how lucky I am that it's this mild this year.
I'll give it time.
Yeah. But regardless, I didn't like feeling divorced from seasons. I like that there's an ebb and flow, and that summer you race to get that last, you know, that last bit of heat and that last bit of sunshine and to make everything of it. And then winter, you've got to plan ahead a little bit. It's not just a rat race all the time. You're not just go, 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 go. There's time to reflect. There's time to slow down. There's time to prepare your house, prepare, you know, it just keeps you a little bit more on your toes. And I like that. I think that little bit of challenge and that little bit of working within an ever-shifting environment is very, very healthy for the human mind. And
that's just the environment that you're talking about, right? And I agree, having come from Florida, where I spent 26 years of my life, where basically it's hot all year round and then slightly less hot for like a couple months. That's pretty much what Florida is.
And hurricanes.
And lots of hurricanes, yeah. And we don't tend to get the hurricanes up this way. In fact, the weather, all things considered, doesn't really have too much in the way of, like, super dangerous weather. I mean, yeah, you could freeze to death. I mean, that certainly could happen. But for the most part, like, the blizzards and the supposedly bad weather that happens up here seems to pale in comparison to a hurricane or tornado or like an earthquake or something like that. And
earthquakes. Yes, I remember them. Not fondly.
I've never been through one. We didn't have that problem.
They're pretty terrifying. Yeah, I definitely was in the 94 Northridge earthquake in L.A. I was nine years old or 10 at the time. And not a very fun experience. I mean, the nice thing that came out of it was that you did get to rely on your neighbors, and you got to find your community that way when the power went out. And
Everyone's almost dying, you finally meet your neighbors.
Right, exactly. you know, and you found out very quickly, you know, how unprepared most people were for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I don't find too many people here that are, you know, unprepared for the elements. You know, it's something that you think about and not worry about, but just be prepared for. And, you know, I think that little bit of mental preparation is lost in a lot of places.
So. It is the Granite State, and the people here do tend to be a little flinty. You know, they're a little tougher, I think, than the average folks just pretty much anywhere else. Now, of course, I'm obviously super grateful for the people that take the time to plow the roads and do all the real hard work for city dwellers.
Right.
So thank goodness for those guys.
Deliver the oil.
The plow guys, and oil deliverymen. But, you know, things could be a lot worse. And you're just focusing on some of the kind of the cool things about the environment here. But then add to that the community, right? The liberty scene, the activism that's happening here that's really unsurpassed. You can't find that anywhere else.
Yeah, that has been the most overwhelming aspect of my move. Just how many people really come together to create something that's greater than any one of them could together. And there's a pretty good focus on decentralization and empowering people. Some of the most inspiring projects I've come across. One is the Community Market Day project, which has sprouted up here. It's basically an agorist marketplace.
This thing's really taken off in the last year, right?
Yes, it's getting very popular. It's kind of outgrown a few different spaces. And what it is, it's an agorist marketplace that meets twice a month in Manchester, but it's actually getting branches started up now in Keene, Concord, Laconia, and all the way out in Portsmouth as well, and hopefully more areas. But basically, it's something that meets in Manchester twice a month. These other areas are going to be just starting up maybe once a month or twice a month, but they're decentralized, so the people who are organizing these things can set those independently.
Agorist meaning people are selling things without government permission.
Correct. Right? They're just bringing something that they made or something that they grew, and they're trading it, exchanging it, selling it. It's all voluntary, and it's all donation-based.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether you've got questions about, you know, what it might be like to make the move to New Hampshire or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you want to get 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, maybe you're making one of those lists like Randy was making, comparing where you are now to where you might want to be. And you know, maybe there's some reasons why you'd want to move here. Well, there's 101 of them. Over at 101reasonsfilm.com, you can watch this excellent hour-long documentary film that I think has persuaded a lot of people to consider moving to New Hampshire because it is a pretty amazing place to be already. You know, if you really love the ideas of freedom, you could argue that New Hampshire is already the freest place in the world, and certainly with thousands of liberty-minded people coming here over time, as there will be thanks to the Free State Project, then it's only going to get more free. At least that's the plan. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn more about that. The movie's free. You can watch it online anytime you want. 101reasonsfilm.com. Ian, Randy, and JJ are in the studio here tonight. We're going to continue. We'll go a little deeper into Randy's story, how he ended up in the studio here with us, ended up in New Hampshire, etc. But first, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Chris is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Chris.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up, I know it's a little off topic, but I just wanted to bring up the Trump win last night and a potential flaw in his campaign, even though he's got all this momentum going.
Okay. Trump, it was a pretty solid win last night in Nevada, isn't that right?
Sure was. He won by over 20 points.
Wow. Okay. So what's the flaw? Well, if he's cleaning up the floor here with these other candidates, where's the flaw?
Well, I was talking to my uncle, who's a very pretty wealthy man, big time Trump supporter. He was telling me about, you know, giving me an angle a couple months ago, and he was still hammering pretty hard. I visited up in Grand Rapids last weekend. I live in South Bend, Indiana, but anyway, he was just stressing the point. Eventually, these Democrats, I think they're holding in their back pocket that they're going to accuse him of buying the election. And because when you compare his donations from, like, the quarterly donations from last quarter at the end of the year of 2015, it was only about $3 to $4 million. And people need to understand that this, if they want this guy to get elected, they're going to have to, I mean, I donated $100 and I just have like a middle, you know, $50 grand a year or whatever. So it's like people need
Well, I thought Trump doesn't want donations.
But that's the problem, Ian. That's exactly what I'm telling you about the flaw in his campaign. The Democrats, I think, are holding in their back pocket that, oh, look at how much money that Bernie Sanders has raised, $27 on average from private donors, no PACs. And I understand Trump just needs to start asking for money, but I know
I don't understand. First of all, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a supporter of any of these Republican or Democrat candidates. I just want to get that out of the way and make sure that's crystal clear here. But given that Donald Trump can self-fund his entire campaign as a billionaire, why would he care about collecting donations from people?
Well, that's the card that they're going to play, though, is like, oh, you're just buying the election. Nobody really supports you. You're just buying votes.
Well, I don't think that's going to fly because he's getting votes, right? So it's pretty clear that people support him, given the fact that people are showing up at primaries and caucuses, and they are – caucusi? Anyway, they are showing up and they're voting for him in droves. So why does it matter if people are giving him money when they're showing up and voting? Ultimately, that's all that matters is whether or not he can take a victory at the polls, not whether or not he raises more money.
But if people are unwilling to give money, because that's what a traditional campaign does, is you raise money from the people. And
right. His isn't a traditional campaign. No. I don't know if you've noticed that. I mean, Donald Trump is going at things. I mean, to his credit, and, you know, there's not a lot that I can say that's good about Donald Trump, but to his credit, he's made a mark for himself because he's supposed to be this anti-establishment character. Now, I don't believe it for a moment that he's anti-establishment. I mean, you don't get to be, you know, Donald Trump and make billion-dollar deals or whatever with people and not be part of the establishment. So I don't think for a moment that this successful businessman who obviously has connections in politics already is some sort of anti-establishment character. But that's the role that he has sort of painted for himself in the election. And part of him painting that for himself has been, hey, I don't need your donations. I don't want to be beholden to the special interests. I don't need their money. So I can say what I want. I can act how I want. And if people don't want to donate to me, that doesn't matter to me because I can run this thing myself.
Right. I think that actually makes his position stronger.
It seems to give him credibility.
Right.
Okay, Chris.
Just one more thing. That would be a major card to pull, though. If you're begging people not to donate to you, but they're donating anyway because they feel so strong about your message, that would be a major card to pull against, like, a Hillary Clinton in the general campaign because it's like, oh, don't donate to me.
Is that something that they really do? Do they really? I mean, I don't pay close attention to these political characters, so I don't really know for sure. But when they're running their campaign, their final general election campaign, when it's scumbag A versus scumbag B, do they really, you know, have these sort of donation measuring contests and they talk, you know, publicly about who's been donating to them or not? I mean, I would hope that they would talk at least about the issues between them and the differences between them, not whether or not how many people have donated to them. To me, that's not a persuasive factor. Like, if I'm going to support a candidate, I'm not supporting them based on the fact that some other people have given them money. That's not, oh, great, you raised a lot of money or you have a lot of people supporting you. That shouldn't it matter what the person is saying and what the person is doing, what they're standing for? Chris, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I presume neither of you are on board with the Trump thing.
No, actually, I think the troll, I guess this is the troll election as far as that my guesstimation, my prophecy, if you will, whatever. It's Sanders versus Trump. And it's,
you think so?
I think it's Sanders versus Trump, and it's just, it's like almost thumbing your nose at not only elections, but at the people. It's like, okay, here's, you said scumbag, but I think Sanders and Trump are worse than scumbags in a sense that they're not just typical politicians in the fact that Trump, obviously, he is he uncontrollable, right? Is he going to be a part of the do what you're told sort of scenario of presidents of past? Mm-hmm. Or is he going to be more like, well, I'm just going to go and do my own thing because I know better than you and, you know, I have a lot of pride. And then Sanders is just like, he's trying to give a house away. And he's trying to give everything away. Just take it. You know, it's like a fire sale on everything. And it's all got to go.
Do you think they're the worst two candidates?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the worst two.
We think Randy Clements.
I think they're all pretty terrible. There's not one that could begin to deliver on any of the promises they begin to make.
Well, that's always true, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, but it's that they can so blatantly, knowingly promise these things with no expectation of delivery. It's only to manipulate your emotions and to get things out of your wallet. Maybe Donald is not in desire of things from your wallet yet, but ultimately these programs that any one of them wants to enact does not reduce any kind of government spending, aka taxpayer spending. We keep that level, you know, we keep referring to government spending, and anytime a police department gets sued, oh, police department pays this much. No, the taxpayers do, and the media really does a lot to distort that message, and I've been trying to really tear that down. And, you know, these other people that are acting on your behalf as agents of your behalf because you've participated in this election, because you've opted into these systems, you know, it's causing damage, and we're being charged for it. And so any of these programs that they want to start, be it continuation of these endless wars that we've got going on, yep, you know, things that listeners here aren't any strangers to, it just takes more and more money from us. It's a circus I don't want to participate in.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. I don't think Donald Trump's concerned in the least as to whether or not people donate to him. It doesn't seem to matter at all as far as his election returns are concerned. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, It's vintage. That's Napa Know-How.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did go to Donald Trump's website. Looks like there is a way to donate. So for people who feel the need to throw money at the man who can certainly afford to run his own presidential campaign, you can do that. Our last caller saying that he believes the fact that people aren't donating to Trump is going to be a weakness for him.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it really doesn't.
Save your money.
Yeah, pay off a bill. Pay off a debt. Go and pay down some debt or something instead
of
donating.
Go outside. Do something with your friends or family or for yourself.
He's doing just fine. And whether he will end up being the nominee or not, it certainly seems like it's going to be him at this point. Of course, the primary season has only really just begun. There's only been the New Hampshire primary and South Carolina thus far. A couple of caucuses.
If you haven't picked up steam by now, a lot of these candidates are going to run out of money and funding and then just, you know, they're going to run out of steam. So.
Yeah, that's true. And well, the big question is, where will their supporters go after they are released after the candidate leaves? Then their supporters will likely choose someone else who remains. And that's the only way Donald Trump could possibly lose it at this point, is if, you know, a few others drop out and that somehow empowers Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. Of course, which one of them is the worst, I really don't know. I mean, you said you thought Donald Trump was the worst of all of them. JJ, and I don't even know. I mean, it's hard to really pick your poison at this particular level.
I just think that he possesses such a hubris, such a prideful ignorance of reality,
mm-hmm.
that he's so disconnected that anything that he sort of conceives of as a solution would barely even be considered a solution by, you know, like by actual society. It's like, The guy, he says outlandish things because I believe he thinks outlandish things.
Yeah.
Right? So when you have a person who's thinking that crazy and like he's okay with exporting those thoughts into his mouth and, you know, his actions, then just wait till he gets a pen in his hand. I mean, geez.
Yeah, it is kind of scary. But at the same time, you know, I have to give the guy credit for at least being able to say what he thinks, if it is indeed what he really thinks and he's not just pandering or whatever.
I agree.
If he really does think the things that he's saying, I understand that's, you know, he is getting votes because of it, because he sounds different, even though he may not really be that different. He at the very least sounds different. And that the same is true of Sanders, right? He sounds like he's an outsider. He sounds like he's something different. He's something new. That, and of course, the reality is whether it's Trump or Sanders who get elected or Clinton or any of these other characters, it's all going to be the same.
It doesn't matter.
The next 4 years is going to be the same deal. It's going to be they're going to build on what George Bush and Barack Obama put in place over the previous, you know, two decades. And it's going
to be a
bigger government.
Well, here's the only thing, is that with all the executive orders that Obama has put into place, the next president is going to have just an incredible amount of unconstitutional power.
Oh, yeah.
Like, incredible. Where he can literally just destroy departments and reshape the bureaucratic landscape with one pen, right? One signature on one more executive order. So that is the only, I guess that is the only... I guess it's not something that's a catalyst or something like that. It's accelerant is yes, the rocket sled is going to doom, and greasing those skids with a Trump or Sanders presidency is only going to make that happen faster. So,
well, yeah, and that's, you know, that is the argument that some could make for supporting Donald Trump, although I haven't heard this argument being made, is that you support the worst candidate to hasten the
yes.
end of the United States. But it does seem like the people who are supporting Donald Trump are trying to make excuses for him. I mean, if you're going to support Donald Trump, you should support him from the perspective of this man will bring down the United States sooner rather than later.
Yes.
That would be the only rational thing to or reason to support him. To try to pretend like he's a libertarian or the most libertarian of all the candidates is ridiculous. And it's, you know, mental gymnastics that you would have to go through in order to do that. But just to embrace the tyranny, to embrace it and say, yes, I'm pulling the lever for this man because I want the country to go down in flames, or Bernie Sanders, because
right.
maybe the end will be the same for both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think the difference between Sanders and Trump, and not to spend too much more time on this sort of topic, but the difference between Sanders and Trump is Trump is going to harm a lot of people outside the United States, and Sanders is just going to spend everything until either you have health care that doesn't do anything for you but costs all your money, and like all these government programs, there's like they're failing, they're going to constantly fail to meet their goals of paying out this money. Then you have the Fed having to back it up with inflation, and I mean that gets into a whole another issue. But you know, you can't pay for this, what Sanders is going to do. And Trump,
well, doesn't Trump
so
want
hateful.
Universal health care as well? I'm pretty sure he does.
I don't think he actually does. I think he's going to say it.
Okay. Well,
right. Because he doesn't. He's like.
That's a strange thing to be talking about if you're running a Republican campaign, though.
It is. That's true. But I think it's going to get some of the moderates, if he in his mindset, some of the moderates. So
anyway, there you go. There's your campaign update here. We don't support any of them. Toll free
exactly.
number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although I did throw my primary vote behind Vermin Supreme here in New Hampshire, so Vermin's my man.
Go Vermin.
There he goes.
And I'll be supporting Daryl W. Perry in the Libertarian Party's presidential primary, which is it's not a state-run primary. They do that in their own convention that happens in May. So I know he's gearing up for that, and he's appearing in various different campaign debates with the other candidates. So I'm looking forward to seeing Daryl take on people like John McAfee and Gary Johnson, hopefully on stage in Orlando at the Libertarian Party National Convention. And then they'll choose someone, and maybe we'll have a chance of an actual principled libertarian running for the Libertarian Party this year, if all goes well, which I don't expect it will, because the Libertarian Party has been debased and doesn't really stand for what it used to. So let's get back to Randy Clements. So, Randy, you were born and raised in Los Angeles. You have been into cooking, I suspect, for
yes.
quite a long time.
Yes.
Where'd you found a love for that, I imagine, when you were growing up?
Yeah, around the time I turned 12 or 13, my mom went back to work, and so I had
plenty of time in my house to kind of start exploring whatever I wanted to. And for whatever reason, Food TV, Food Network was kind of what grabbed my attention.
Hmm.
And really started learning more about the hows and whys behind cooking.
So it wasn't actually being in the kitchen with, say, your mom or grandmother or something like that, that turned you into a lover of food. It was actually a television network?
I mean, I think I definitely helped my mom sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the autonomy that I got just by being able to cook at home, I could really work on whatever I wanted to. That was really great for me, and it helped a lot around the house, too. My mom would come home from work, and dinner was either started or done. So she got used to it pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But I had a neighbor who had some stuff in her garden and a couple peach trees and things like that, so would often invite me over to help her pick some of her stuff. Just as she got older, she wasn't as able to go out as often. And so I was just getting all kinds of, like, you know, neat produce from neighbors and things like that to try. And that's really where I got interested in it and really kind of derived great joy from creating something and actually making something that was tangible and creating experience and just really being intentional with what I was doing, or sometimes being completely unintentional and just opening the fridge and seeing what I could make with what we had. So it really got helped set in place curiosity and wanting to find out why things work a certain way or why certain flavors combine a certain way. Those are some things that I would say definitely added to my desire to want to make up my own mind about, you know, my own political beliefs and just anything else that sort of guides me. I didn't want to just be a consumer. You know, I really wanted to understand as much as possible what it means to be putting something in my body or to be having something come out of my mouth, you know, speaking or eating or whatever. I wanted to have as much time and energy as possible put into those things as I could so that I could be clear with people. Yeah, I really wanted to have things that I had a good idea about what they were, and I wanted to give people the same. You know, I'm not hiding something. I'm not trying to persuade anybody with anything. I just want to combine these things that I love and be able to present them, that, be it food or philosophical ideas or whatever. I just really like to know that it's something that I've had the time to put together, that I've had the time to think about and make up my own mind about, not have someone tell me what to think. But really my focus has always been on how to do something, what practical steps can be taken to actually get this to be a real thing. And so food was, I think, the first instance, along with getting my computer. Like, I think the internet came around the same time, so there was a lot of access to information and a lot of information out there empowering of, like, hey, you can do this too. Here's how. You don't have to be this expert. There's no barrier to entry. You just have to try and get better and practice. It's not, you don't have to magically be an overnight success. You know, the only job where you start at the top is digging a hole kind of thing. These all came around the same time that really helped build me up and make me want to create.
And you've been doing more than creating delicious food. You've created a new website, fspmovers.com, and we'll talk more about that and what you guys have planned. You've got some big media plans that are just starting to come together, and we'll get into that here with JJ Epic with us here and Randy Clemens on Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.